At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Go loud.
Boom, new episode, Talk 'em Off, Bollocks. Good up the boys.
Any questions, Tom?
What, Arthur? Straight in like that, boys?
Yeah.
McGinty!
Yeah, straight in.
Fucking hell, boys, this is fast, I don't like it. Go on, McGinty.
He wants to know, what's the funniest or weirdest name you have for someone on your contact list on your phone?
Can I have a quick look?
I haven't looked at my contacts in it. I don't save numbers on my phone now. Yeah, what? So like, if you go through my call history, it's just all phone numbers. And I just memorise people's numbers, yeah, so... I actually haven't gone through me contacts in ages. The first one, remember we used to have a contact in Allbar. So yeah. I have E for ABC for Allbar Chicken. Then there's Ben Runners, Bruno Table, Car Park, Chris Cabins.
Hang on, so let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have 13 J's or Jason's in there.
Yeah.
I have... Dan Matchroom, Dan Rio, Dan Mister, David Jerseys, Deck P, Deck OG, I have Garrett Lately.
I have Toilet Puffy.
Then I have Graham Book, Jack Nils Talk,
Vic Ashry.
Calvin, none of these are any good.
Jenny Kane. I'm just letting you know where I name people in my phone book.
He's just naming out names. He's just like Owen Brennan.
Then I have
Harden's Pal.
Louise Mossy.
There is a number for you.
Paul RTE.
So Gila Mosyumfle, isn't it?
VVVCDS.
Right, Calvin, thanks for just naming everyone in your...
Yeah, thank you for that, Calvin.
There's another one there.
Who's that?
Who's that with two question marks saved on the phone?
Do you want the next question?
No way.
I don't think this one's going anywhere.
Yeah, go on.
DT from Wicklow.
DT?
What?
Girl, boy.
As in, like, Darren Tracy? DT?
Could be.
Or Darren Till. Could be Darren Till.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
He says, if you could have any one Hollywood star be your sidekick, who would you pick? I'd go with Adam Sandler. He'd be good crack. He'd have some good stories. But he's probably not going to outshine me with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, don't that's know
a good,
about
that's
that.
A good show.
We'd beg the differ with that, boys.
Adam Sandler?
Pure fame alone, boys. Just get him the women in that one.
This could be a complicated one. If he's your sidekick, I think we can presume that's not going to be as big an issue. You're probably not... You can just presume that if you walk into a room, you're seen as, I guess, equally interesting to people in the room.
Mm. Right, so take that like celebrity status away, them as people and what they've done.
Just their company, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Remember, I thought Justin Timberlake was sound and then Caroline Foran told he's a wanker.
Yeah.
So I don't know who I'm going to pick now. Who seems like a legend?
What in Hollywood, is that actors on? Yeah, just actors?
Yeah, but like you're talking top of the pops here. Barry Keoghan technically counts in this category now. I'm not saying I pick him, but I'm saying he counts.
Ah, you would. You'd stick with a townie, I know.
What does he bring to the table, Terry? What's he bringing to the table?
What does Adam Sandler bring to the table?
Comedy. Sense of humour.
And what, Barry doesn't have either of them? Is that what you're saying?
I'm yet to see him in a funny film.
I've heard he's very funny.
He is hilarious. I can't believe he hasn't been put into a comedic role because he is hilarious. We used to play for the same football team. And in the warm-up, he used to be going around diving and saying, this is what I'm going to do. And he'd jog past someone and leave his foot out and then like roll and all. And he'd be like, this is what I'm going to do to get a free kick today and all. And everyone would be like, will you just fucking like, do knees to chest or something, mate? Will you? And stop missing. But he was always cracking jokes and all. So I don't understand how he hasn't been in a comedic role yet. Who else is hilarious?
Who would you pick on? Give me a bit of inspiration here, bro.
I feel like I'd like someone who can sing.
You You keep saying that, blowing, bro. Yeah.
Having someone who can sing, just don't drive him down the road and he'd be singing.
You're big into the idea of impromptu song, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the fact that
my whole life is a musical, mate.
I was going to say, yeah. That's
what waking up in the morning, do you know what I mean?
Well, he thinks if he's friends with Justin Timberlake, he's just going to go sing and
why wouldn't he?
He'd bust your head with... Bro, if I could sing, you were just like, daddy, sing. I'd be like, have him fuck off.
You trying to tell me, yeah, when we drove over here today, if Ryan Hennessy was in the backseat, he wouldn't just sing. He fucking would.
But at what point do you get sick of it, bro?
I doubt you would. Do I get sick of him singing?
Yeah.
Nah.
And at what point...
Do you get sick of Will Arnett telling jokes?
No.
Well then.
But they're all new jokes, bro. What's he going to sing a new song for you every time?
He probably will. Listen to this. Here's one point.
I haven't that.
No, listen to this. When you go and see a comedian, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's say you've seen him in January and then you see him again in June. If he'd done the same set twice, he'd be fuming. Yeah? He'd be like, fuck's sake, he told all them jokes the last time I seen him. But if you went to see a singer... And if you sang two different sets in January and then a different set in June, you'd be human. Think about that one.
What are you getting at with that, bro?
That you get fed up listening to the same jokes, but you don't get fed up listening to the same song.
Yeah, that's because things are never as funny the second time.
But I'm telling you.
So if you're sitting there...
Owen, who do you... Give me a singer that you like to listen to. Someone, an artist, anyone.
Adele.
Anyone. Adele. All right. If you went to see Adele next week and she sang nothing but new songs, you'd be like... A bit disappointed in that.
Yeah, but hang on. But in this scenario where you're hanging around with them all the time.
Yeah.
And if she starts, you're sitting there just...
And I'm driving down the road and she's singing Hometown. And then I'm driving back and she sings there again. I'm not going to be like, shut your fucking mouth.
That's day one.
Yeah. But they have a catalogue of songs. But they can sing any song in the world as well. They don't only have to sing their own song.
But day 50, you'd be like, listen, can we just stick on the radio?
No, hang on. I'm not saying every time you talk to them, they just start singing. Like, how's your day?
No, that's exactly what you want.
No.
That's all you're ever getting at. You're
they'd
like,
sing
oh,
every now
sing
and again.
Me.
They'd sing every now and again, is what I'm saying. And I think that's a good skill to have in a friend group. None of your friends can sing.
Will I, we can sing, and he's me.
You know what I mean, though, when I meant none of your friends. None of the boys that you grew up with can sing.
Yeah.
Right? None of mine can either.
Now, we're talking close now.
Yeah.
I know people who can sing.
Yeah,
like
but I mean...
Like, who we'd have been friends with.
You know what I meant?
Ciarán Martin.
Yeah, when I meant the boys. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, Ciarán, since I'm a kid, he's a great old singer.
He is. But like, and if he just started randomly singing, you wouldn't be like, shut up, will you?
No, we wouldn't.
You know what I mean? So that's... I still haven't even picked someone. Have you picked someone?
I don't know what point you were trying to make for that whole 15 minutes there, bro.
My point is that you wouldn't get fed up if one of your friends was singing and he sang all the time.
Bro, we heard you.
That's my point. Yeah, I'm about to tell you. Yeah, I said I don't know what point line, is, bro. And I'm about to tell you the point.
Owen, have you heard the finish line yet?
No.
I honestly, for an educated jumbler like you, man.
I don't see what the problem is. If I say something to you and it goes over your head, that's your problem.
How is it?
Who are we picking? Tell you who I'm not picking.
John Travolta.
Kevin Hart. John Cena I'm picking.
Oh, Kevin, yeah, I'm going Kevin Hart, bro, yeah.
John Cena.
I'll take Kevin Hart on. Good jumbler like him. Good jumbler, he's 50.
I know why he's picking Kevin Hart.
Why?
Because he make you look taller.
Would help you. I like walking beside people who are smaller than me on. I do. I walk beside them. I don't care what they've done in their life, what their resume is, world champion, kickboxer, the holder. If I'm walking beside them, I'm like, I'd kill you.
But you, yeah, so.
What?
6 foot.
Picked a particularly tall co-host.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But like Tom Cruise over there, he is.
What a shame. Do you know what's gas?
You need
with?
Some platforms.
That's why. Will we let the cat out of the bag? When we go to Tiffany's, he gets his shoes filled.
Oh my God. Let's not.
Owen,
there's no substance to this.
At first I thought that was a joke, but your reaction is making me...
No, because...
Owen.
Because here...
Why is he gone bright red? Why is he gone bright red? Why is he pink?
No, listen to me, Owen. Listen to
Why
me.
Why are you crying?
This is defamatory. Oh, this is the boundary. If this is here next Tuesday.
How are we the same size?
This next Tuesday.
How are we the same size on stage? Same size on stage, but different size on paper. Make that make sense, Terry. Why is he crying? Never noticed that before.
Just listen to me, right? I'm only giving one warning. This is in on Tuesday, boys. I'm going to leave go loud in the nip. in the nip.
You're here so you can defend your own reputation. Therefore, we are largely insulated from any defamatory
claim. That's good.
Come out. He had that up his sleeve there.
He was waiting on one of us to come out with that, wasn't he?
I've never heard that sentence in my life. Well, yeah, and anyway, it's turning towards platforms.
Oh, that's hilarious, that boy. Now what's worse on? You know when someone, like,
look, the colours came back in his face.
No, he's clearly lying, right? But, like, that sounds like it could be real. So that is at the killing me.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
I thought it was, the more that went on, the more I believed it.
Yeah, man. I don't know what.
Now I kind of believe it. I'm going to be looking very closely at
I'm just pointing it out there. On paper, me and Tarrant's at different heights. On stage, we're the same size.
That's very funny, that boys. Somebody commented a few weeks ago saying Tarrant's is shrinking, right? On one of the posts. And when I went into the post, some pictures I look taller than you. A lot of pictures I look a little bit smaller. Some pictures we look the same height. So I'm like, why is that?
Your voice kind of quavered.
Yeah, I'm not recovered. I'm not recovered.
You went that color.
I know, bro, because you lied. What are you lying for?
So hang on. Is that like a lie detector? So like you should bring you into sections and you just sit there and when someone talks, if you go bright pink, they're lying.
Yeah. Why would you lie about that? Honest? Like, do you know what's worse? How you just come up with that?
I haven't got the creative mind to come up with something like that.
Oh, you little tramp, yeah.
If I can come up with that off the spot, I should be out writing scripts. No.
It was good, I'll give you. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of your suspicious measurements, right?
No, I'm on.
Yeah.
Defamatory. Go on.
This is not defamatory.
Oh, fuck. You're at the coming in with the seats, I can see it in you.
You seem to be packing on a bit of mass there.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You're gaining.
Yeah, at a quicker rate than I wanted to.
Rapidly.
Yeah, it's not. Don't start making.
Some might even say the substances involved. No?
Is that just hard work?
Just
blood, sweat, and tears.
Just the groin, though. Just the groin.
There's a shortcut in there.
Think, boys.
You're off to the suspicious training camp next week.
Yeah.
I don't like this, boys. You said, well, obviously, because I went out there, boys, and you obviously gave each other the wink, did you?
No.
Let's show in all. Did you not know? You said just didn't think here. Boys, I'll dance on someone in the studio then. Honest to God, boys, this is banging out of order.
True towards me.
You accused him of juicing every week for over a year.
Oh, no. I know, but
and then decide, you know what, I'm actually going to try them steroids and see what I like. And look what happens. Busting through the door. On the verge of a juice fit here as well.
Yeah, on the verge. On that brink, boys. Yeah,
someone's getting it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Catabolic power. Okay. No, anabolic power. Yeah. Ana power.
Somebody text me saying they really enjoyed the pill bag power thing now.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Ana power. What's Ana Sharpa? Anabolic. What?
Erica sends us an email.
Right.
He says, hello lads, Eric here. Did you know America nearly nuked the moon? It's called Project A119. Look it up.
Now listen to me, bro.
This is true.
How do you nearly nuke the moon, bro?
They put in a plan to nuke them.
Yeah, nearly. Nearly is a bit of a bad word there.
It's like, oh, we tried to nuke Portugal and we hit Spain.
Yeah, that's nearly. Yeah.
You're at the hitting the moon, pal. Why mean?
How would you do it by accident?
It's the moon,
well,
bro.
I think they got a lot closer to planning to nuke the moon than to nuke Portugal. They had a whole team set up. Whose mission was to figure out how would you send a nuclear bomb.
Why, young?
Because they wanted to scare the Soviets.
What?
This was during the Cold War. This was some... It was all very secret until there was a scientist who worked on the team who years later came out and made it public.
As if to say, well, you keep her up messing over there. Look at the sky. We'll do that to you.
Yeah.
That kind of buzz.
Well, that's why they dropped the second bomb. The second atomic bomb. Japan had already as good as surrendered.
Yeah.
And
there was absolutely this is no all in Oppenheimer. Right? Yeah, there's no need for them to do that.
I wish I was as up to date as I was on Mars, boys. I'm nowhere near that, but that's, like, it's so interesting.
You know, they've only ever dropped 2 nuclear bombs ever in the world. Anyone.
Ever?
Like, as in...
What happened to Chernobyl then?
That was a nuclear power plant meltdown.
Right.
They've only ever dropped 2, and America dropped the 2 of them on Japan in World War II, like, together. Like, one there and one there. And as Owen said, yeah, the war was over. Like, they were going to bleed in the nose anyways in a couple of weeks, and they were like... Drop them bombs to show everyone what we have. Just to show what they could do to everyone else in the world.
And to show the Soviets that not only can we do it once, but we can do it again a few days later. They knew they'd won World War II. So they were saying, what comes next? And it's going to be us and the Russians. And they said, we need to scare them.
And what did the nukes do, boys? How many people did it kill?
Somewhere between 90 and 166,000 people died in Hiroshima and 60 to 80,000 people in Nagasaki.
Fucking hell. What's that, quarter of a million people?
Yeah.
Give or take.
The higher estimate would be a quarter of a million. 150 to 250.
It's the aftermath as well of what that does. Yeah. And it does make them no-go zones for like years, but they built them back.
Oh, you heard, look, if you have kids and all, they can come out with bleeding.
It's radiation poison.
Extra arms and all, but
radiation poison. That's what happened in Chernobyl. That's exactly what happened in Chernobyl. Yeah.
Well, don't be blowing the bleeding moon up in any ways, will you? Is to make a bleeding statement.
That sounds like something out of Despicable Me, doesn't it?
Old Egypt.
Doesn't it? Despicable Me, the bleeding, the minions are pointing a nuke at the moon, like, you know what I mean?
Bleeding.
Your
man's
gonna
come
in, grew. The old minions and all.
Girls! The quick line on Project A119 here, hang on. They decided the risks outweighed the benefit, but also the moon landing was becoming a possibility, and they said, you know what? That'd be more. More popular. We land on the moon instead of blowing it up. They wouldn't have blown it up, but you would have been able to see the explosion from Earth. The moon's a long way away.
That's banging of order, in my opinion, boys. I swear, I'm actually fuming at the hurting.
But you know what's mad? Obviously, like that, they let some team develop that plan, and then it has to escalate. Like, they have to get the go ahead off someone, and someone just come in and be like, "What are you doing? You bad guns? Nuke her away, will you? Yeah. Fucking agents." That's what happened there. Go off and come up with a plan. They did, and you're like, "Right, money messing. Yeah, give me that. Get it." All his P-45s.
Have you ever seen Oppenheimer?
No.
And you never will. I know you won't. It's 3 hours long. You'd hate it.
It's brilliant.
You'd hate every single second of it. I promise you. I watched the film and I said, this film is 90 minutes longer than it needs to be.
I loved it. In that, and this is true, this was the first time someone would have created an atomic explosion. And the scenes where Oppenheimer, he's talking to Albert Einstein and he's saying, there is some chance that once we do this, it could start a chain reaction.
There's a chance that the test one could light the Earth's atmosphere on fire.
Yeah.
So it's just going to disintegrate the Earth's atmosphere. And he still did it.
Yep.
Explain that to me. So before they dropped the first atomic bomb, he's saying.
They'd never done it before.
So that could have like.
They've done the calculations on it, and there was a possibility.
And he still did it?
And he still did it, yeah.
Who did it?
The Americans.
So, like,
Los
what's
Alamos.
The thought process on?
Alamos, yeah.
Imagine when they're about to let it off. What were they thinking?
Yeah, they still did it. They didn't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
People are fucking simple, anyways, honestly.
Well, in the film, anyway, your man Oppenheimer struggles a lot with that. And then, obviously,
he struggled with it. He struggled with it till he died. Yeah. That, like, the chain reaction he caused, as in, like, everybody now wanted nuclear weapons. And now everyone, do you know why we're all on the verge? The only reason why they haven't used nuclear weapons now. It's because the other people will just use them. So let's say America launches them at Russia. Russia will just launch them back. And no one wins then, because they're just going to decimate the whole world. He feels responsible for that. And it's killing him.
Do you reckon that'll ever happen?
You never know.
It just takes one mad cunt, doesn't it?
One mad cunt to press a button.
Boy,
you know, this is a true story. Jordan, the Cold War, what he's talking about, there was a Soviet, so a Russian fella, sitting in a base, and he was responsible for watching the radar systems if there was any rockets ever launched. And the thing started lighting up like a Christmas tree. The warning lights were going off saying that the Americans had launched. Yeah. And you've something like 6 minutes to launch back before that comes or something like that. He decided not to shoot back. And turns out the system malfunctioned. So there was a problem. There was a defect in the system. Yeah. The lights and the warnings were going off. And like just as well he didn't. Like one man there. That's just one normal fella as well. Just one normal fella said, no, I'm not going to do it. And just as well he didn't. Because it was a mistake. Like that's how close like the whole world was be. The fucking not existing. We're in here doing a podcast or some fella in there hesitating not to shoot back a bleeding rocket like.
I'd be fuming now if the odds are letting nuclear bombs out, man. I'm over here recording an episode of the bleeding podcast. Not a whisper now me.
There are 4 British nuclear submarines, right? There's always one. At all times there'll be one on what they call patrol somewhere in the world. Very few people. Like a handful of people know where it is. It never sends messages. It only receives messages. It has 40 nuclear warheads on it. And on, I'm not sure if it's the first day, but one of the very first things a new British Prime Minister has to do, so Keir Starmer would have had to do this recently, they go in and they have to write 4 handwritten letters, all the same, but 4 versions of the same letter, to be one put on each of these nuclear submarines in a safe there.
And what to say?
They have to write what the captain is to do if the captain decides that there's no signal has come from.
So it's like a game plan, kind of, like this is the protocol, yeah. So each Prime Minister decides a new one. Exactly, yeah.
then someone knows there's submarines out there that we can't find. And if we blow up London, that's not going to stop them. Their submarine crew is still going to know when they can't get the signal from home that they're to launch their missiles. They check in, I think it's every day, to make sure everyone's okay. There's a whole procedure to go through. If they don't get a response from A, B and C, then they start going, okay, what's happening? One of the things they do check, they have loads of things they check, but if they don't hear the Today Show on BBC Radio 4, which is like the morning news program on BBC Radio 4, if for 4 days in a row they don't hear that, they open the safe to see what to do.
Boys, are you joking me? So what if something just goes wrong?
All this stuff's going on out there.
All this stuff is going on in the background and we're here trying to fucking book a guest name for next week.
And you're here worried about lifts in your shoes. Right, this actually leads me into the last question we have. So Scott was on to us and said, did you know in World War II, the Allies made blow-up tanks and fake broadcasts to throw enemy spies off track? You ever heard that?
Oh, I heard the blow-up stuff. What? I've heard the inflatable.
Blow-up tanks, son.
Inflatable tanks.
But that's because they didn't have any tanks, I heard.
Yeah, I had heard some of this stuff before, so when I got the email, I went and I had a little look and I gave a bit more info. So first of all, they would, yeah, inflatable tanks. So fields full of England were full of, like, basically balloon tanks.
Bounty castle.
Because tanks. There was no satellite threatened. So the pilots would fly over, the German pilots, and go, oh, look, lots of tanks. There's pictures of, there's two lads carrying the tank over their head.
Yeah.
And then they just put it down in the field. They had, everyone in the movie business was out of work. So they got a few of them and said, can you make us a few planes out of wood?
Yeah, I've
and
seen.
And we'll fill a few fields with them.
That's clever, that one.
They have, like, posters. Yeah, but, like, it's like a stand and it's a, like jeeps, loads of trucks and all, but that, like, so from the side you're like, oh, that's a jeep, but then from the side it's just a poster. So like from one angle you think, Jesus, there's laid in a whole
looks
line
3D
of
look.
3D, yeah. And then from the side it's just like it's a poster.
Yeah, and the Germans were not very good at spying as well. That was kind of a big part of World War II.
They're looking out in the plane, there's two fellas carrying a tank. They're reporting back, boys, they've tanks everywhere.
They've two tanks holding up a tank. Yeah. Let's see how strong the soldiers are.
Yeah. They're James.
Yeah. But the whole point of all this was for D-Day, they knew they couldn't win in a basically a fair fight with the Germans. They had to have the element of surprise. And the Germans knew they're going to come either at Normandy or a place called Pas de Calais, which is like 100 miles down the coast. So the British and Americans had to just find a way for the Germans to, at the very least, not be sure. If the Germans were sure it was Normandy, they'd just send all their defences there and it wouldn't work. Oh, and at those airfields with the fake planes, at night they'd have lads put big torches on ropes and they'd just walk up and down. So if any Germans were going overhead, they'd go, oh yeah, you could see the planes taxiing around.
Oh.
I think they built a fake harbour in Dover.
Which is, they're on the ball, bro. Yeah. How are the Germans planning on taking over the world, boys, with that blatant attitude?
But on the other end, that's fake until you make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, boys.
The boys are struggling to get people out fighting the war.
There was a US General Patton, who most people recognise that name, yeah? So he was like the most famous one. And everyone in Germany was like, oh, Patton's the man. You know, they'll send him where the business is. But he hadn't gotten in trouble, but they were taking him off the top job. And they were kind of saying, we could send them back to America, but what we will do is we'll actually send them to, say they were launched from the East Coast. They said, we'll send them over to the West Coast. So the German spies over there will see him knocking around the West Coast of England. And they'll go, oh, if Patton's here, that means they're launched from there.
Mm.
Then there was a British general, Bernard Montgomery was his name, and they got a body double of him, an actor. And they dressed him up, the hair, the makeup, all that, and sent him off to Gibraltar. Because they knew the German spies down there would see him and go, well, if he's down here, they're not launching an invasion anytime soon.
Them spies had a nightmare now. Yeah. Oh, they had a mare. Boys, all they needed was four good spies and they took over the world then, boys.
Yeah.
They had a mare.
And then, no, it's not even, the fact they lost the war isn't like that everyone else done great. It's just they don't shoot.
Yeah. Oh, you had a bleeding. Oh, that's a disaster.
They ran a bad race. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
And then my favourite one, there was a German general, Hans Kramer. And it was less than a fortnight before D-Day and they were doing a prisoner swap. So they had to drive him 100 miles down to the coast. And what they do is they say, right, he's obviously going to go straight back and tell them everything he saw. So what we'll do is he's being driven down the East Coast, but we're going to change all the road signs and have actors play his driver and his guard and all this stuff. And they're going to talk all about everywhere they are as if they're on the West Coast. And all the road signs will be places and towns he'll recognise from the West Coast. So he'll get sent back to Germany. He'll go, well, I'm off taking drive 100 miles around Western England. And you should see the amount of tanks and planes and everything they have there.
That's educated, that one. Yeah. That's right. You're not having a mirror with that one. The boys pulled out all the
stuff. You know what else they done? Mm. They did take out all the road signs in England during the war in case they were ever invaded so they wouldn't know where they were.
Oh, there you go.
Educated, boys.
That's so simple thing to do. Imagine dropping in on the M1. You don't know if you're at the leak or Drogheda. You're like, fuck's sake, boys, where are we? But that's what they done. They took the signs away.
Leak and hey, on about, bro. Did you get me? Someone dropped a limb with a blade in the holy.
The leak and Drogheda right beside each other. Yeah. I even said that. They all sound the same as well. Well, who are you getting on? All right, pal. Well,
that's how you'd know off the bat. Yeah. We're not in a shitty Dublin, boys. Start making tracks. Where's the GPO from here? You just go until you hear someone say one. And then you go, right, we're in day one, boys. We have to.
But yeah, and anyways, no wonder they fucking lost the war. Stupid.
They had a blatant disaster, the boys did. They'd one job. Do you get me? Take over the world, boys, yeah, and get decent boys. But here I educate with the old delivery fella.
Who?
They're giving them back.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
They took out all the road signs and all, put the tanks in, boys. That's educated, that. Whoever come up with that, they definitely got a promotion after. Right. Are we at the end?
We are.
I think we saw that.
The World War II themed bonus episode is over.
Yeah.
Accidentally World War II.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to on? The name of it.
I was going to say The Day You Grow Up.
Fucking hell.
You did have an agreement. Did you tell me before we end it? Did you give each other the nudge to see, can I take a juice with? Did you? No?
Do you know what's worse? He doesn't know who the Hulk is as well. So we're trying to get you to come out as the Hulk.
Ah, boys.
Do you know who the Hulk is?
Yeah, the big bleeding and green eagle.
But do you know he's a normal fella? He's a normal fella and he turns into Hulk when he's angry. So you have to make him angry to make him come out as the Hulk. So that's
tell
what we're
me
trying.
The truth. Do you ever like the Hulk?
He's okay.
That's my problem with you. That's the only problem I have with you, bro. You're into all this out where the couch starts talking to you. This fella gets angry, goes green, grows up and starts smashing towns up. Like, what are you doing, mate? Relax. Relax. Do you get me? Did you always tell me the truth? Offer. Did you always have an agreement?
No.
Okay, is it going to try and make me smash the studio up now? Right, that's the end of talking about bollocks, right, boys? You have to have a word of these off here. Send your things to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. I'm rattled. Platforms in my show was juiced up with annoyance.
You know things are bad because he usually lists off what he wants. He just goes, send your things.
That's the end of talking more bollocks. Take us out and boom, he'll come up with the agreement.
I mean, man's life, no agreement.
They just not, boys. Are you just in sync there?
Just in the house, ain't facts.
Ah, boys. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the snow. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that, the hip knocker. Come down.